Greetings to all of our listeners out there on Dakota Talk Radio. Diane Merrick, Demia, Esnasnaumia. Before I get started, I would like to greet everyone in our native tongue and thank you all for listening today and being with us. I'm going to go ahead and start our language lesson here, but prior to that, I would like to greet everyone in our language and translate that for you. Ohamopida, thank you. Oham yuha naachompikeo. You ha chante washte na pechuzape. Ne Diane Merrick Demias Nasnawia. Na ihankwana kota. Amakoche etaha ya. Wochi chakapcha. Ea naya hompike. A wopi don keni chapi. Oha wana yewaskakta. To everyone out there listening, we'd like to greet you all with a heartfelt handshake. This is Diane Merrick. Snasnawia. Translated to Rattle Woman from the N Village people out here in southeastern South Dakota. And we want to share our wo'echun, our language, life ways with you today. And thank you all for listening. And hope you continue to listen along with us and share our language lessons with those who have not yet come online on Dakota Talk Radio to listen along with us. And hope we will be able to provide our conversation and translate those for you, and hopes to preserve and revitalize the Kota Nakota Iapi. Thank you once again. Just a very quick review before we go on to our next language lesson here is to maybe look at our last lesson. We were providing some conversation between two people who may have a conversation, and we focused on our tiwahe, our family, and different conversations between two people, and we provided some questions and some responses to those. And I guess what I would like to do at this time is maybe review that and share that whole oral piece there before we move along, in hopes that we can understand a little bit more. I know it takes a while to learn the language and pronounce the words, and at the same time, it's important for us to be able to make sure that we have provided you with the best conversation possible in hopes of pronouncing together. So I'm going to go ahead and quickly review our last lesson. We talked about Sampa Hunkake, the grandparents, a conversation about between two individuals sharing about the grandmother and the grandfather. And so what we want to do is just quickly go through that wichoya, the language part of it. We did talk about the Hunkake. The Hunkake in our language is our parents. And our Sampa Hunkake is our grandparents. And we talked about some terms that talked about employment, wo'ashi, the reasons for the conversation and why the kunshi, the grandmother, was caring for the takojas, the grandchildren, and what the grandfather was doing. You know, he was working in the garden daily, and so it was basically a conversation of two individuals speaking of their grandparents and their grandchildren. They said that takojakbaku, their grandchildren, his or hers. So I think it's important for us to maybe review that a little bit. So I think I'll just take that conversation and go through that quickly. So for one of the questions in the conversation from the language was when an individual was asking about the grandma and the grandpa. And so that individual said, "Ni kunshi ga ni tunkash ni toket umpihe." So how is your grandma and your grandpa doing? And then the response to that, when someone in the language responded in the dialect, they said, "Kunshi ga unkana nupintaya umpihe." The grandma and grandpa are doing well. And then another part in the language we shared in conversation was Dak to kumpi he. What are they doing? And the response was, Kunshi tiata yankega takojak baku yamini. Awanwi chayake. So grandma's at home and she's watching her three grandchildren. So just wanted to share with you that we wanted to maybe review that a little bit in those terms like Nui Kunshi and Ni Tunkanshi. Then again, at some point you heard Onkana. So the two different ways of saying grandpa in our language is Tunkashi and then Onkana. And then in our language too, to clarify and not to confuse you, but that there are, you know, several ways of saying grandpa, as we just mentioned, and grandma is Kunshi and Unchi. So Kunshi and Unchi are two ways of sharing grandma terms and grandpa terms. And then we want to go ahead and continue on here with our language with sharing about helping and also the helping words and how we change those as we move along and how we use them in conversations and also giving. So wa'okia is to help and then wa'oku is to give. So the two areas we want to talk about today with our language is to help and to give. So in other words, again, once again in our language, wa'okia, that is to help. Wa'oku, to help, and then to give is to ku, which ha'ku, to give. So that's what we're going to focus on our language lesson today, and we want to thank you once again for joining along and listening to us in Dakota Talk Radio, our language lessons, and hope you continue to listen along and share with relatives and friends to listen along with us and to maybe pronounce and enunciate and share some feedback with us from time to time. Drop us a line, email us, and tell us what you'd like to hear. And we will do everything we can to make that available to you. So we're going to go ahead and get started with our language lessons here. And the first area we're going to focus on is to wa'oku, to help. And the first word we have is okia. Okia. The translation for okia is to help. To help. So let's go ahead and pronounce that. Okia. Okia. Uh-huh. Now another one is owichakia. Owichakia. The translation for owichakia is he or she helped them. Owichakia. Okay, let's pronounce that together. Owichakia. He or she helped them. Okay. Okay, our next one, the helping word, wa'okia word, is omakia. 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 He or she helped me. Omakia. Okay, let's pronounce that together. Omakia. Omakia. He helped me. Okay, the next one. Onkia. 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 The translation for onkia is he helped you and me. He helped you and me. Onkia. So let's pronounce that. Onkia. Onkia. Uh-huh, watch that. Thank you. That's good. The next one, the next help word is Onkiapi. Onkiapi. The translation for Onkiapi is he helped us all. He or she. He or she helped all of us. Okay, let's pronounce that together. Onkiapi. Onkyapi. The next help word, waokia word, is onichia. Onichia. The translation for onichia is he or she helped you. Okay, let's pronounce that together. Onichia. Onichia. Watch that. That's good. Okay, the next one is onichiapi. 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 Translation for onichiapi is she or he helped you. All. So that's more than one. That's a collective group word there. Help word. Onichiapi. So she helped all of you. Or he helped all of you. Okay, let's continue on with our waoku word. This one is okiapi. Okiapi. Translation for okiapi is they helped him. They helped her. Okiapi. Let's pronounce that together. Okiapi. Okiapi. Okay, the next one is Oichakyapi. Oichakyapi. Okay, the translation for Oichakyapi is they help them. They help them. Oichakyapi. Okay, let's pronounce that together. Oichakyapi. Oichakyapi. They helped them. Okay, the next term is omakiapi. Omakiapi. Okay, the translation for omakiapi is they helped you and me. They helped all of us. Omakiapi. They helped you and me, and they helped all of us. The next help term, Nakota is onichiapi. Onichiapi. Onichiapi, translation for onichiapi, is they helped you. They helped all of you. Onichiapi. Okay, our next help word is oakia. 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 I helped her, or I helped him. Oakia. Let's pronounce that together. Oakia. Oakia. Watch that. That's good. Okay. Excuse me. Our next term is Oichawakia. 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 I help them. Okay, let's pronounce that together. Oichawakia. Oichawakia. I help them. Okay, our next help term is omichia. 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 Translation for omichia is I helped myself. I helped myself. Omichia. Let's pronounce that together. Omichia. Omichia. Our next help term, okia term, is ochichia. Ochichia. Translation for ochichia is I helped you. Ochichia. I helped you. Our next term is ochichiapi. Ochichiapi. I helped you all, or I helped all of you. Let's pronounce that together. Ochichiapi. Ochichiapi. Watch that. Okay, our next okia term, our help term, is oyakia. Oyakia. You helped him. Oyakia. You helped him. You helped her.
Okay, let's pronounce that together. Oyakya. 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 Okay, our next help okya term is owichayakya. 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 You help them. You help them. Let's pronounce that together. Owichayakya. Owichayakya. Uh-huh, watch that. Very good. Okay. Our next term is omayakya. Omayakya. You helped me. You helped me. Okay. Let's pronounce that together. Omayakya. Omayakya. You helped me. Okay, our next okya term is o'onyakyapi. O'onyakyapi. Okay, our term, our translation for o'onyakyapi is you helped us all, or you helped all of us. O'onyakyapi. Okay, let's pronounce that together. O'onyakyapi. O'onyakyapi. Uh-huh, watch that. Okay, our next okya term is onichya. Onichya. Translation for onichya is you helped yourself. Onichya. Onichya. Let's pronounce that. Onichya. 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 You helped yourself. Uh-huh. Okay, let's continue on with our help terms here. Okay, our next one is onkya. Onkya. You and I helped her. You and I helped her. Onkya. Okay, let's pronounce that. Onkya. Onkya. Okay, moving right along with our okya terms is owichonkya. 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 You and I helped them. Okay, translation for owichonkya is you and I helped them. Okay, let's pronounce that together. Owichonkya. Owichonkya. Okay, our next one is o'onkichya. 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 Okay, translation for o'onkichya is you and I, we did this ourselves. We helped ourselves. O'onkichya. Okay, let's pronounce that together. O'onkichya. O'onkichya. Okay, our next one is o'onkyapi. O'onkyapi. So we all helped her. We ankihe o'onkyapi. We helped the woman. O'onkyapi. Okay, let's pronounce that together. O'onkyapi. O'onkyapi. So we all helped the woman. We all helped her. Okay, our next one is owichonkyapi. Owichonkyapi. Hena iyuhana owichonkyapi. Hena iyuhana owichonkyapi. Owichonkyapi. So we all helped them. Okay, so let's pronounce that one together. Owichonkyapi. Uh-huh, watch that. Our next one is oyakyapi. Oyakyapi. Okshinakihe oyakyapi. Kiwashite. Okshinakihe oyakyapi. Kiwashite. Oyakyapi is you all helped. Hokshina is boy. So let's pronounce the translation, or the translation for Oyakyapi is you all helped her or him. All right, our next term is Owichayakyapi. 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 Owichayakyapi translation is everyone helped. Everyone. You guys all helped them. So let's pronounce that together. Owichayakyapi. To interrupt in our lesson here, the importance of learning the be and you and us and them. It's important that when we start to learn to converse and have conversations, and whether it's from saying to him, to them, to us, when we change those words around, like these helping words that we're sharing, it's important that, you know, we understand when we change them to be and unkia and makia and ochicha, and they're very helpful in how we change those words like that. So that's why we want to be able to share that. Okay, so one last one we'll share here is onichiapi. Onichiapi. Onichiapi is when, means when you translate that is you all helped yourselves. Onichiapi. Okay, let's pronounce that together. Onichiapi. Onichiapi. You all helped yourself. That is about all we have left for our lesson here today with our helping, and we wanted to be able to do the rest of our lesson, Dakota lesson, on to be able to give wa'uku, to help. That's about as far as we're able to go today, and we want to thank our listeners out there for listening. Nina wo pidonkeni chapi. So until our next lesson, everyone, have a wonderful, beautiful time, and we'll sign back on with you once again in the very near future. Continue to listen on. Washta pidonyapi.